churbanus, the churbanus of Klal Yisrael, the Beis Hamikdash, the churban of the Kehillas, the Maisim Leroyim, and so on. Klal Yisrael awakens to a certain gavuim to Eretz Yisrael, and a yearning to come back to Eretz Yisrael overcomes Klal Yisrael. It's one of the inyanim we always have a problem with in tefillah and so on, is the need for words that are given to us. Why can't we express the way we want to? And the answer is because we don't know exactly what we want. It's a very difficult to translate an abstract yearning to something that can take on words. Eretz Yisrael is something that just the word of it makes people, evokes something in a person. But it's so easy to sidetrack it. In the struggle, it's one of the tsar of the door that we live in, is that people had hijacked Eretz Yisrael to mean something other than it should mean. And the reaction was to cut Eretz Yisrael out of the dictionary. And a person has a choice between relating to Eretz Yisrael for something that it's not, or that it's very, very ancillary, very unimportant, to not having the words Eretz Yisrael on his lips. I mean, my grandmother, who I never knew, she was killed in the war, was a good Yidna in Europe, in Litta. And like all good people, she was content with life. They were quite poor, and you know, but the person with tremendous maisim and so on. But there was one thing she had a wish for, and you know, they would ask, could I get some? If only I could see Eretz Yisrael once before I died. Eretz Yisrael was something that lived on the conscience of a yid. And it was inextricably bound up with all the other ruchnias. And the tsar is, we don't have the ability to give it over. On the one hand, I was looking once at a handbook. I picked up a handbook of a group that pushes that soul very hard. Pirche, it's like sort of a Pirche group, a Shabbos youth group for kids, games and puzzles. And obviously the theme of Mikarva Eretz Yisrael is important. So one was a test if you can figure out the bus stops from Haifa to Tel Aviv, where does the bus stop, and so on. The problem with that is, well, that's missing the boat. It's like saying that about somebody, you know, can you tell me about so-and-so? Of course I can tell you about it. He wears this color shirt, this color pants, and this size shoe. Well, it's not true. And obviously, everybody needs a shoe and a pair of pants and a shirt. But what did you describe now? It hurts sometimes when people who have it in them. There was somebody in one of the big people that saw was killed, and there was big levaya, and the president of a state got up to be maspid, and he said, we used to knock off a lot of beer and eat a lot of things. And he didn't mean it bad. They were good friends, and there was a great chava. But he couldn't pinpoint anything about him except that they could knock off a dozen beer and go on. That's about... Because he never was able to pinpoint something else. Eretz Yisrael is beautiful, yes. But there are other countries that are beautiful. It's not... That's what it stays. The mountains, the trees... What else is there? The mountain trees are the clothing, but what's behind it? What is an Eretz Yisrael? Rabbi Yehuda Halevi sings the song of Eretz Yisrael, and when we say the words of somebody 1,000 years ago, yearning for Eretz Yisrael, he gives us words, and we're able to express feelings in it. And he says, "Shom Ashchina Shchuna Loch." That's where the Shchina is. The Yoitzrech Pesach Lemul Shari Shachat Sharayach. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu opened up a gate, opened the gates of heaven, k'neged you. Uchvoid Hashem levado yomoyrik. Efchar lenafshi shtapech. I'd want to pour my heart out. B'mokam asher ruach olkim shfuch al p'irayach. In a place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu pours His ruach out. It's a place where we and HaKadosh Baruch Hu cry together, so we and HaKadosh Baruch Hu pour our hearts out together. If only I could walk around. In this spot, Yirmiyahu HaNavi stood, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to him and said, "Koy Amar Hashem." This is the place. This is a place. The Kuzari's Nekuda that all of Kuzari is built on is that religions are shells, and the test of Emes is. Is there a Ruach Elikim inside? And all the other shells are shells. Poor imitations, better imitations, creative imitations. But they're dead. There's only one place where it's living and throbbing and where there's Nevuas and Nazirim and where a person feels close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and where HaKadosh Baruch Hu kicks in your face. That's also a sign of life. The only place where when Klal Yisrael doesn't keep Shemitah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, out. That's a living God. That's the theme of Kuzari from beginning to the end. Yes, there are ceremonies, there are things, everything. The test is one. Gilui Elikus or not Gilui Elikus. And Rabbi Yehuda HaLevi is drunk with going to a place where there's a yichud, I don't know what it is, but the yichud of this place is that it sets a person close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The loneliness that we spoke about at the beginning, the feeling of no other, the darkness, when Eretz Yisrael is b'tikuno, and when a person is k'tikuno, then we sense the other. We sense the Ruach Elikim. Liris v'liros is in Beis HaMikdash. But the sense that there's Avir Neshames Avirayach, the ear of Eretz Yisrael is an ear of Neshames. It's oxygen for a Neshama. That's what Eretz Yisrael is. Eretz Yisrael is the place where a person can really unfold in Ruchnias. It's what the field is to the flower pot for the plant. That's what it is for the Neshama. We can do everything here. Hatziv Hatziyunim. And it grows. It buds and flowers up, but it that's it. It gets to a point and it can't go further. It's as thrilled as the place where it has it. So yes, the yoifi. If somebody tells you that he compliments your father that he's well dressed, it doesn't. Yes, but that's fine. That you're talking about dressed, but the person is it's my father. The Eretz Yisrael is beautiful. But what plays on our heart, what's menagin on our neshama, is that inner sense of what it is. We'll say this few without have sick, except for we'll get the shali sufa beish. We'll speak a few minutes. And that's it. See you in Aloysius.